be here. I am scared shitless. which segues lovely into this poem. My first poem is called Threesome. Once upon a time, fear and doubt were not my bedfellows. Once upon a time, they were nothing but the goblin in my closet and the monster under my bed. Once upon a time, they would hiss their hateful love songs from behind my door-draped coats, from between my kicked under the bed shoes. Once upon a time, that was all they could do. Once upon a time, nearer to now, they could not touch me. Goblin would creep out of my rows of neatly hung clothes on knobbed legs that bent in too many places. The monster would slink between piles of fallen books on limbs that moved without bones inside them. Together they would crouch, no longer reduced to shadows and eyes and hisses half hidden around doors and under beds. Now they were scaled with snouts and claws that reached but didn't touch because they couldn't touch yet. They would crouch beside me to whisper their vile rhymes into my sleeping mind until I woke and sent them back to the dark corners of my child's room, leaving me alone with echoes in my ears. Then they would stand on joints that had straightened and limbs that grew bones over me as I slept. They would only leave me after I woke and told, asked, begged them to go. As time passed, they would sit on my bed to stroke my hair, to touch my face with long-fingered hands, shredded nails scraping my skin without breaking it open. All the while, they told me things I had done, the ways I had hurt, the ways I would hurt or fall or break or disappoint myself, my family, my friends. Every empty cruelty, every little failing carried like old blood beneath my fingernails. These terribles hissed into my dreaming ears while they petted my cheek and caressed my face, and now they have slipped between my sheets. They lie against me to my right and my left, my bedfellows with human flesh and human faces, fear and doubt. We tie our bodies into knots, hot lips down my throat, hands across my breast, hold my waist, pin me down, and I get fucked. And because that was so cheerful, now we're going on to one about a serial killer that was in my hometown before. This is called Boogeyman. Never talk about the murders, all the people that were got. Not the way that we were failed by the rangers and the cops. Never talk about the man with the feed sack on his head, so you'd know him if you saw him and you'd likely end up dead. So don't talk about the park where he shot that couple straight, nor the house out in the bottoms where the woman got away. No, don't talk about the ranger sent from Austin City, how he failed us and he knew it and the fallout wasn't pretty. See, he called himself the Lone Wolf, wouldn't leave till he were caught. Then he slipped out 8 months later when the manhunt turned up squat. But not the manhunt neither, the widest in the south, and the way it turned up nada, just some rumors and some doubts. Never talk about the year, dusty decades dead and gone, when our peoples locked their doors and they kept their porch lights on. Never talk about the murders, not a single whispered word. He's still out there, he's still waiting, and believe you me, he heard. This is the way in which man was made, of dust gathered in the soul of a star at its death, by some force great enough to grant collected dust the wisdom to name its parts in such a way that the universe turns to contemplate itself. This is the way in which man proved that wisdom. First he made a god to hold up the earth and named him Atlas. Then he named the point around which the earth wrapped, Axis. Last he named the calcium stones inside the skin of his neck, Atlas beneath his skull to hold the world, and below it Axis to make the world turn. This is the way in which the universe contemplates itself. through man who is the collected dust of dying stars, shaped in such a way that the God built to carry the earth and heavens rests in his spine on the point around which the world pivots.